Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hiller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Holler and he is safe. Spangler steals second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Bond moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Grote reaches second base with a double. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote moves to third. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey has Grote trapped. There's the throw to Haller and over to Hart, who tags Grote for the out. Casco moves to third. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 2, Giants, 2. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to third. Grote moves to second. Ron Herbel now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hiller. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bond is walked intentionally. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to third. Bond moves to second. Billy Pierce now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn is walked intentionally. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pagan. The throw from Grote and he is out, Casco applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grote is called out on strikes. two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 3 in the game. Alou bunts towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Peterson moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Don Larsen now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 4 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive towards the mound. Larsen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Duke Snyder. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bond for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Staub is walked intentionally. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Haller moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haller moves to third. One out. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Don Larson. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams pinch runs for Nellie Fox. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Williams steals second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-5 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Hal Woods Hick now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Mays moves to second. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Matty Alou. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is hit by the pitch. Mays moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-4 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to home to get Mays. McCovey moves to third. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Del Crandall pinch hits for Tom Haller. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Astros will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing first base. Willie McCovey now playing left field. Dell Crandall now catching. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-4 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Alou goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.